Strange Adventure.
A tall, well-built man, muffled in an expensive black overcoat, walked down the empty hallway of the office building. When he reached a door that bore the words James Carson's Investments, he stopped, fumbled with a key. It was early morning, but Mr. Carson had a lot of work to do. He opened the office door, then stepped back in surprise as a man rose from the chair behind the desk.
Who are you?
What do you want?
Hello, Randy. Don't you recognize your own brother? Wait, I'll take off these dark glasses.
Jim, I thought you were...
Dead, yeah. You're surprised, aren't you? When a man's twin brother chokes him and throws him overboard in mid-ocean, he should die, shouldn't he?
Jim, I can explain.
Those South African natives take long trips in those canoes. Yes, Randy. A couple of them happened by just in time to save me from your murder scheme.
All right, I tried to kill you. What do we do now?
Your idea was a good one. We were identical twins, so much alike that even our folks could hardly tell us apart. You had it all figured out, didn't you? Get rid of me and step into my shoes, take over my business and under my identity.
Jim, wait a minute. Sure, I tried to kill you, and I've lived in torment ever since. But once it was done, I was trapped. I had to be you.
Stop it, Randy. Your sob story isn't very convincing. You did a good job when you choked me. The doctor says this whisper is permanent. But I'm back, Randy. And I'm taking over right where I left off before we made that vacation voyage. Your masquerade is over.
After 3 years, what happens to me? Everybody thinks I'm you. I'm James Carson now.
Are you, Randy?
Suppose you tell them I tried to kill you. Who'll believe it? It's my word against yours, and they'll take mine. You can't fight me. I'll take the case through the courts. And you can't prove anything because nobody can tell us apart.
You won't be here to take it through any courts.
What do you mean?
When I step back into my own shoes, nobody will know that I've ever been out of them.
Jim, you don't mean... Put that gun away. I'll do anything you say. I'll leave town for good.
No, Randy. I had a plan, too. When I climbed up the fire escape to wait for you. Would you like to hear my plan? Yes, Randy. I have a plan. You see, you came back. I didn't. Then you attacked me. In the struggle, you choked me, and my gun here went off. You're really dead this time.
Then, with the speed of a charging beast, Randy sprang at his brother's throat. Jim's gun spat death, and Randy Carson crumpled to the floor. Jim massaged his throat where his brother's strangling fingers had clutched.
I thought you'd try to choke me again. Should leave a nice set of fresh finger marks in my throat to explain my whiskey tenor and my plea of self-defense.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Condor Ledge, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.